Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Jump into a Monday, and it's a Monday Night Football Monday, so lots of people buzzing, just buzzing, buzzing all around the radio
station. Oh, you have to be buzzing. I mean, if you're planning on going to the game, you got to start heading there now.
Y'all are going to take the afternoon off, right? Is that what this is?
You'd have to leave early, or you would never make it.
Yeah, there's no way.
Sean was saying you got to be in your seats by 6, when we talked to him last week.
Because yeah, it's a televised game. You can't. This isn't one that you just want to like roll up to. They don't want the cameras to go on and the stands be half empty. Hell, they don't want the cameras to go on and the stands be full, but it not look impressive. Hence why we are starting things out with the whiteouts this week. Wear white.
It's really just an excuse, I guess, to buy Texans branded white shirts,
which is helpful, right? Yeah. Go cop some of the white tees and.
But why white? Up. Like, I get that that would.
It's an impressive. Look, that's the idea.
Any all color would look good. Like, you could do all red. You could do all blue. You could do all black. I mean, like, why white? Based on what ballparks offer and things, like, that's. I'm thinking food. I'm thinking
this,
of.
You're looking
alcohol.
At this from an attire standpoint and.
Yes.
What is the risk?
Functional.
The risk of
tailgating,
me looking like a fool.
White?
Because I'm going to soil this almost immediately, which I
everyone
why
would.
I don't wear a lot of white.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking in general, the color white. This is not a uniquely you problem. This is the color white's problem.
This is an everyone problem when you wear white. You have to be 10 times. I don't know. Because you obviously have the option, and it's something that you just pick the color you want to go with, and you go.
That's what I'm saying. Is Tide going to be out there? I imagine they're going to sell a lot of Tide to go.
Is this a? You guys will have to help
Are
us
they
out
a sponsor?
With this. Yes. Is this some type of a business? A business trip? Is there some kind of promotional tie-in that we are not aware of? Because that would make. That
all the sense in the world.
Truly would answer all of our questions right at the jump. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Kansas City just went next level for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and I have some questions.
Okay.
So a new corn maze has been created at Johnson Farms in Belton, celebrating their engagement. It was designed by a group called Precision Mazes. It's 9 acres. Features their Instagram engagement photo. Their special numbers, 87 and 13, and the phrase, Kansas City is enchanted. The owner said the idea came to him after seeing the engagement news and thinking it would be a great project.
How? How did they do it that fast?
I thought you had to plant it.
Is there a secret to...
Oh, I'm watching the video. Okay, it looks less of a maze and more of just something you would walk through.
Okay.
Like, they crop circled it.
Right.
They just carved it out.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, just crop circle the thing, call it good. It's not really a maze,
though. Because I think that's it. I think when it's a maze, it's grown a different way.
Yeah, because you have to. I have no idea how they do it.
Because otherwise it would take forever?
Frankly, I don't know how they do it, period.
This took 9 hours.
9 hours?
9 hours, which seems...
That's shockingly fast. They have a GPS thing? What do you do? How do you... I mean, they have a way. There is some way they pull that off. I just have no idea what it is.
And they're so excited about it. They're like, yes, it's such a joyful story. We're telling stories out here, and we hope that you come tell us yours. So they want to see first dates out there. They want to see marriage proposals out there. It's open to the public now, and actually they're running a campaign to give some couple the chance to have their initials added to the design and the maze.
I like it.
So you become a part of the corn maze, visible from space. That feels worse than getting a name tattoo, but I guess it's not as permanent. So
okay.
If you want to check that out, you can find out how to enter online. In other country news, am I the only other person that thought that Jelly Roll photo was AI? You know, the one with Jelly Roll shaking hands with the Pope?
I thought we would have heard about that prior, is my thing. And so that was like, well, that can't be real.
But I did hear about some of it because he was there as part of the Grace for the World concert at Vatican City St. Peter's Square on Saturday. So he was out there with Pharrell Williams, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Carol G, and more. But that's legit. That he really did.
Jelly
he
Roll.
Really did.
Jelly Roll met
with Pope Leo.
Met the Pope.
Yep. Shook his hand and everything.
Wow.
He already knew he'd come a long way from his days behind bars, but that's incredible.
Wild.
And speaking of incredible, Kent Broussard recently achieved his lifelong dream of joining the LSU marching band. Why are we talking about that? Because he's 66.
Oh, is that the dude they kept showing on
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
So his love for the Golden Band from Tigerland began when he attended his first game in 1968 at the age of 9 years old. Decades later, he had a successful career as an accountant. He raised a family, then decided he wanted to go back to school and try out for the band.
Get out of here.
He relearned the tuba after nearly 50 years, also trained physically by running about 25 miles a week.
Wow.
And using a weighted
vest.
Wow. So he'd have the stamina that he needed for the marching performances. Last month, he auditioned, obviously, alongside much younger students and waited for the results. And he made it. Made the team. Becoming the oldest member by 41 years.
I could not love that story more.
He says your only failure is not trying.
Man.
And he encourages others to follow their dreams, no matter their age.
What an absolute hero. Absolute hero.
That's the kind of story we all need on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Sean Pendergast.
Ah, oh, what a delight.
Sports Radio 16.
Hey, yeah.
You're already in whiteout attire.
It's a big day, man. Yeah. Good. Well, I went long sleeves too, man.
Yeah.
Not that I couldn't go short sleeves and just my pasty white skin and still be
well,
a whiteout guy.
Also, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it would have worked. It would have worked.
I'm worried about you.
Why are you worried about me?
Because I listened to your radio station.
Okay,
week one.
Let's see where this is going.
No, after week one. And I don't know. See, I don't know if this is usual after a Texans loss, but the level, and this wasn't just you guys, to be fair.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people in sports media in the city of Houston that were pretty much full on sky is falling.
Yeah, throw it in the towel.
Like, yeah, see, I heard some of that too. I feel like Seth and I are pretty even keel when it comes to this stuff. Like most people, Monday is for getting the emotions out and stuff. But I would say by like Wednesday, we were good. I mean, we came back down to earth at some point here.
What are you preparing for in terms of what you will see tonight? Are you expecting good things?
I'm preparing to win. Yes. Yeah. I'm absolutely preparing to win tonight. 100%. Yeah. They're not playing the Baltimore Ravens tonight.
Sure.
I mean, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers who needed a missed field goal against the Atlanta Falcons to win in week one. You know, it's the Buccaneers have only beaten the Texans once in the history of the Houston Texans.
Is that real?
The Texans are 5-1 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the only time they beat them was in 2003, the Texans' second year in the league when they were, I can't even say rebuilding, they were building. There was no they had just started up the year before.
Crap.
Yeah, so the Texans, I mean, this is I may come back to eat my words. I mean, the spread is 1.5 on this game. So these are two even teams. The spread is 1.5 points. What's so funny about that?
If you know me at all, you know that I do a thing frequently called nervous laughter. All right. Like I just laugh sometimes when I get nervous. And when you say a 1.5 point spread, it makes me nervous. For your audience.
Okay.
Because I cannot imagine what they are going to do if 0-2.
Oh, 0-2. Yeah, no, that's in my notes. The storylines for the game tonight, which your audience probably wants to know. I think number one, the Texans offense needs to get it going. They three field goals ain't going to cut it in this game. Didn't cut it against the Rams. It ain't going to cut it against Tampa. Tampa Bay's a very good offensive team. Baker Mayfield and whatnot. So that's number one. Number two is my number two storyline actually was you can't go 0-2 to start the season.
You can't go 0-2.
You cannot go 0-2 to start the season. When you go 0-2 to start the season, you guys want some numbers? Teams that go 0-2 to start the season since 1990 make the playoffs 11% of the time.
Mm. Okay, so that's not much.
That in fact
is very. Very bad.
Yeah. So going 0-2, it doesn't mean it's a death blow. The Texans, actually, I went and did this research. They've gone 0-2 eight times in their history of their team to start the season.
Eight times.
They've gone 0-2 to start the season.
Is that itself a record?
No, 8 times. That it actually felt low to me because the Texans have had some bad teams through the years.
Right.
So they've but 3 of the 8 times they went on to make the playoffs when they started out 0-2. So the Texans are actually above the norm. Yeah, so if they go 0-2, it's not the end of the world, but it's not going to feel good.
Okay.
And whatever you guys are listening to out in the hallway, whatever you listen to out in the hallway when they got our station on out here, because, you know, we're like in this rotation. I like walking out and hearing, you know, like some Morgan Waller or whatever. You know what I mean?
It's something other than
Wallen or Waller.
Wallen.
Yeah, Wallen. I have Waller on my brain. Yeah, okay. I like walking out and hearing that. I like hearing you guys. I don't like hearing myself.
Y'all were doing a lot of Wallering last week.
We were Wallering in all of our. Wallering in the squalor is what we're doing.
I love.
Yeah.
The callers, I'm frightened for. Sean, I'm just genuinely frightened for.
I say all this to tell people get out there early. Tailgate, get out there early.
Get hyped.
But be in the stadium in your seat at 6 o'clock.
And volume,
the nation is
noise.
Watching.
Yes, don't embarrass us.
The nation is watching.
Don't embarrass the city.
Yeah.
You can listen to, obviously, the game tonight.
Yep.
Listen to Sean and Seth and everyone on Sports Radio 610 to break everything down.
Yeah, the pregame starts at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Texans Countdown starts at 3 o'clock. And you can hear the game on Sports Radio 610 and 100.3 The Bull.
That's right.
Yep.
Thanks for coming
6
in, man.
6 o'clock. Thanks for having me.
100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500. It's early in the year. Anyone's kid got sent home yet for doing something stupid? Like something dumb? Just silly?
Wait, you did something dumb?
Yeah.
You packed a beer instead of a soft drink.
Didn't Ryan Gosling get like sent home in the first grade for doing something outrageous?
Throwing steak knives.
Duh.
He had just seen First Blood. And it made such an impression on him, young Ryan Gosling. He filled up his Fisher-Price magic kit with steak knives, brought them to school, and threw them at the other kids. I like how you're laughing. I mean, it is kind of funny, but like as a parent, I am horrified at the thought.
I'm laughing because I was once a first grade male who also watched First Blood. And I can see how you get there. The first time I ever got in trouble in my life was because I had been watching professional wrestling.
Oh, no.
And we decided to have ourselves a Royal Rumble at school in the second grade. We all got on this little hill, and the job was to knock the holy hell out of every kid you could and throw them off of the hill and onto this concrete thing below. And we got all the way down to where it was me, my best friend, and some kid we really didn't even know. And that was when the teacher showed up. And I'm sure that was a wonderful phone call for my parents to get. I see how you get there. That's all I'm saying. I see how you get there. If you are
you
a kid.
You felt like you were a wrestler, just like he thought they were in the movie.
Just like he thought he was in the movie. Just
were you,
playing.
Were y'all suspended for that? Or
yes.
You were?
Yes, for a week. We had to stay home. Which I thought was a little bit much.
Whoa.
They thought we were violent.
You were like the only kids in the school.
They thought we were violent kids.
They just wanted a break.
They had to teach us. Look, I mean,
it's a vacation when none of y'all show up.
Shirley, come on, guys. Your kids have gotten in trouble for some wild things, right? Some wild things.
Or hilarious things.
Or, yes, hopefully not tragically wild.
You or your kid.
Our phone number is 713-881-5500. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500. We know kids do stupid things.
Kids say the darndest things. And
yeah. And,
yeah, the things they do are even worse.
Yes. And especially once the school year starts, it seems like it gets amped up.
Because they're supposed to be on their best behavior.
They are. And then they're not. So we're talking about what dumb thing your kid did that got you alerted from the school. What dumb thing got them sent home? Occasionally a parent messes up.
Exactly.
And but you've got the stories. So let's hear them. 713-881-5500. Call us. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
My grandson is in pre-K, and on Friday, my son got a phone call saying that he was in the restroom, and a little kid stuck his head under the stall door, and my grandson kicked him in the face.
But that's what you would do.
That's exactly how you would respond. If you were an adult, that's how you would respond.
Like, before you even know what's happening, it's just like when people are at a haunted house sometimes,
yeah,
and their reaction to someone jumping out is just to
punch them.
Yeah.
To punch them. It's a right hook.
Hey,
So this is my question. When this happened, when they sent him home, were they at least understanding? Like, I understand.
We just have to do this.
Yeah, this is not our... we don't have a choice.
They didn't send him home.
Oh.
Yeah. And the teacher said that she wasn't even going to take away his playtime because it was a...
It was an accident.
That was a natural response.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what about the other kid?
That's how you learn. Yeah, was he okay?
Oh, he was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he won't do that again.
No, that should be the one and done.
That was an important lesson,
I would think. Hey, thank you so much. Frito Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
For the thing that our kid did that was stupid.
Yes.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice.
Great way to phrase it.
Yes.
So my daughter, who is now 16, decided that a few years ago, right when her school started, that she, right after COVID, there was hand sanitizer everywhere made out of all of the tequila and vodka products.
I remember this. It was like you couldn't get the regular stuff, so you had to, improvise.
Yeah, you couldn't get it. Well, she decided to lick the hand sanitizer and tell her teacher it tasted like Mama's margaritas. She's never had margaritas in her life. She was in sixth grade, and the teacher calls me, and she goes, I don't know if you should take her to the doctor because she licked hand sanitizer or... She's horrified.
I don't know if I need to take you to a certain bar so we can make it work on this recipe.
I was like, this kid has never had a margarita. And then she was joking around with her friends that, like, she was feeling it.
Feeling it.
Oh my god!
Don't silly my
good name. Yeah, mom drinks premium. All right. Like,
top shelf. But I was like, I cannot believe that. I think because we had some in our house and I was like, oh, this is made from my favorite distillery, and she just
went with it because she had a commitment to the bit. She thought that was gonna.
It was, and she was funny. I mean, I didn't laugh. I thought it was a little bit funny, but the nurse was like horrified.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. No problem.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Rhonda, we're happy to have you here today. So tell us about you and Joey.
I wish there was more to tell, honestly. Have a hard time getting him to open up and let me in on whatever's going on.
All right. Well, we're hoping we can help with that. You said you do him from work. Was that right?
Yeah, I teach at his kid's school.
Oh.
And we actually met, we do these assemblies, and I met him at one of those. So, you know, they'll rope in some parents from time to time to do stuff, and he was really great. He's helpful and fun, and, you know, after that we stayed in touch, and it's kind of like more like a texting-type friendship thing.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Not bad.
Right. So, how long did that last?
Not very long, actually.
Oh.
But there was a lot of mutual attraction going on. So I think that I was dropping some hints, and I guess he decided it was worth the risk, and he finally asked me out. So,
okay. All right. Sounds like a solid start. Not bad.
Yeah, it was, and we had a great night. I mean, we went out to dinner. We went to a show. We kind of made out a little bit in his car.
The car.
We were back at my place. Okay. So,
all right.
I like totally felt like, you know, I was in high school again, you know, and it was nice. He texted me later on that night to say he even had fun and we should do it again, but we didn't. And that was really the last like meaningful interaction that we've had, you know, like the whole thing is just kind of jarring. And that's what led me to reach out. It's just something feels wrong and I just can't put my finger on it.
Okay. You mentioned you were having a hard time trying to get him to open up, clue you in on what's going on. So are you still texting somewhat?
Yeah.
Like, is he responding on occasion or?
Yeah, it's like he's not responding. He hasn't responded, not since like that next morning. And like, I send him a couple texts here and there just to try to figure out what's wrong or if I like did something, but you know, like nothing desperate or anything, but I just wanted to know, I wanted him to know that like I'm available if he wants to talk or if he changes his mind and, you know, just, but then he just doesn't reply at all.
Have you run into him at school since, or like, have any awkward parent-teacher conferences to look forward to coming up with this?
No, not really. No. And like, his daughter isn't even in my class. Like, I teach second grade, but like, y'all had that coach on here.
We did.
And like, he was in the same situation. Only he like interacted with this woman's kid.
Yeah, directly. Yeah.
But that's not like what's happening here. I mean, I guess we could pass each other in the hallway, but that's about it. Like, and it's no big deal to me, but maybe just the fact that we're in the same school is bothering him for some reason. No, I don't know.
I guess it could. I mean, if memory serves, that situation was fairly complicated.
Yeah, people were very split.
Yeah.
Maybe the daughter's not comfortable with dad dating at all. Like, maybe it has nothing to do with you being a teacher.
Could be.
Right? Like, you said you teach second grade. So she's in elementary. I'm guessing she's very young. Right?
Yeah, but I'd say, like, too young to even really know what dating is.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It would be weird if he got cold feet because of that, I think. But then this entire situation is weird, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happens if that's the case, but like, what's your plan when you get him on the phone?
I don't know. I guess I just want to, you know, convince him to talk it over. I just think that we should see where this goes. I'm pretty selective when it comes to the men I date. So I'd kind of like to plead my case, I guess, to see what's going on.
Well, let's talk to him and see what we can find out. We'll get him lined up. We'll talk to Joey next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Rhonda and Joey met at school.
Yeah.
So Rhonda is a teacher. Now, she doesn't teach his daughter.
Yeah.
But it's the same school, so she's thinking it's like that coach situation we had.
Yeah, that was weird. I could see that.
Like, maybe you're screwing something up, or maybe it's just the fact that the kid doesn't want dad to date.
Yeah. I mean, happens, right?
Don't know his situation, so let's get him on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Joey? Hello?
Speaking.
Hey, Joey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. We were just reaching out to see if maybe you had a few minutes to talk about Rhonda.
Just so we asked, you told us that she thought this might be a problem for you because she teaches at your daughter's school. Like, does that make things complicated for you or, like, maybe for her? I don't know.
Yeah, for your kid. Kids can be kind of mean.
Yeah.
Is that the issue?
Yeah, Joey, could we just talk this through? Like, why are you
Rhonda,
being so weird about this?
I don't understand.
Yeah, she's on the other line.
Yeah.
No. Wrong, no. I don't think
no?
so. No.
Well, no.
You can't hash this out?
Yeah.
No to her, to this, to all of it. I wasn't looking for it, but Rhonda, yo, I found your OnlyFans, okay?
She has an OnlyFans?
Yeah, really? She does. He's got a side hustle doing OnlyFans. And okay. One of my friends sent it to me after I told him about this girl I took out. And, yeah, I don't want anything to do with this woman.
I can't. Look, I don't know how else to say it, but get over it, okay? I mean, it's not even graphic, my God. You're acting like I'm doing porn over here for crying out loud.
But you're not.
You're a teacher. You're a teacher, okay, at an elementary school? Are you insane? You can't do that. It's disgusting. It's what it is, you know?
No, what's disgusting is how little we get paid. What's disgusting is I can't make enough money to pay my bills, my loans, have food in my fridge, working 12-hour days, teaching the future leaders of tomorrow. So, yeah. So I show a little skin to balance things out. But this has nothing to do with my teaching. It's on my own time. It's off the clock. And quite frankly, it's none of anyone else's business but my own.
Well, I don't know if the principal would see it that way.
Oh.
I don't think other parents would. Mm. And I have a young daughter. So what if she sees that?
So it's your job to police what your kids do on the internet, not mine. And this is so hypocritical. I'm a teacher, not a nun. I have a job. I show up to work. I leave work and I create content on the side. It's not in my classroom. It's not focused around what I do for a living. And I'm not exactly asking for subs in Tuesday's folder, okay?
What?
Grow up. I'm an attractive woman who feels that it's empowering to take a few tasteful shots in lingerie and send it to a few flirty messages to make bank.
Okay. Obviously, we have two really different opinions on this.
Yeah. Man, I don't think this is going to work
out. I just hope her sub count is really high because there's no way she's getting within a mile of a classroom after this, okay? Oh. What's not going to work out is her employment at that school.
What are you saying here,
really,
man?
You know what? Eat Joey.
Oh, wow, okay.
Don't take kindly to your threats, okay? So you get me fired? There's 1,000 me's out there. We're just trying to survive. Seriously, parents like you, no one wants to say it, but y'all are the reason why no one wants to teach anymore, okay?
Well,
got to be one of them.
Guys, I appreciate the time. Thank y'all for being on the show today.
Would that bother you? Or is it kind of like what she does in her free time, so long as it doesn't involve the school, is in her free time?
I wonder how common that is.
Because all that, it's very common. I mean, you see it pop up on the news every once in a while.
So if it happens, there have to be more. And, you know, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's, I'm sure there are five that you don't.
It's her free time.
Yeah.
And you know,
to me, it would cross a line if she was posing in the school, but she's not doing that.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
And she's not naked. I mean, she said she was taking.
That's what I'm saying.
What equates to bikini shots.
That's what I'm taking her at her word that it's not
bad, bad, bad. I think Joey would have.
It would have been a different
said.
But that is interesting because what if she just moonlights at a bar?
You could be a bartender at a place that's known for skimpy outfits.
What do you guys think about this? 713-881-5500. Is it that big of a deal? Call us. Frito, Katie, the Bull. You can call us or text at the same time, 713-881-5500.
Rhonda's a teacher in elementary school. She went out with Joey. Joey has kids at the school. Now, Rhonda doesn't teach them directly. The daughter is just at the same school.
Yeah.
Joey finds out Rhonda has an OnlyFans, and not only does he not want to date her because of that, but he sort of acted like he was trying to get her fired.
I think he's going to scorch the earth and he's going to report her, and I don't know. It hits, I think, both of us a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But
would y'all be bothered by this?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I think he's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who cares what she's doing? If the kids are happy, the parents like her, that's on her own time. I don't feel like it's a big deal.
You know what? I think that's what I would like to know more about. Not that it matters, but she could be the best teacher in the world.
She could.
She could be an amazing educator.
I work at an elementary school teaching, and some of the pictures that the other teachers post when they go out are just as risque and their
yes.
little tank tops and booty shorts. I mean, what's the difference?
I don't necessarily see one.
Y'all need it, but I know a lot of teachers that can really unwind. You know, when y'all go out, y'all go hard.
And because they're normal human beings,
exactly.
That's what people do
exactly.
after work, right?
But you're right. They get a little rowdy. They take these pictures, and it's virtually the same thing. Now, one is asking for money, I guess, and one isn't. But, I mean, Rhonda said it. If you paid teachers more, maybe they wouldn't have to.
I think she'd just be fine working a regular old job and getting her paycheck that she was happy with. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Exactly. And I'm sure the teachers who don't know to ask for money maybe might start.
She said there are lots of them.
She did.
For what it's worth.
Yes, she did.
Thank you so much for the call. Howdy, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's totally normal. There are teachers everywhere who do stuff like this. And honestly, I feel like he's just way judging her too much.
Yes. I couldn't believe he's threatening her job.
Yeah, that's way too far. I think, like, had it been any other profession, I don't think he would have gone that far.
No.
And that's just so not cool to her. She already mentioned she doesn't make enough. And then where's the question about him going online and looking at these women in the first place? You know, would he judge another woman if he thought she worked in a bank or something that, you know, didn't have to do with kids?
I'm going to guess he'd probably judge on a lot of things, man. I mean, who knows? Like, that's such, I cannot imagine the idea of like going to the principal and maybe like blowing it up.
Would
like,
she lose her job right. for that, do you think?
Yes.
I feel like she totally would.
Do you think because of the account itself or just because someone brought it to the principal's attention and now it's an issue on record?
That's probably, I would say that's why.
I agree.
It's the hassle.
That
makes it even worse.
Yeah, because like the principal, like again, I just
it's like
go
nobody
back to
cares,
this.
But this dude.
Yeah, she might be the best teacher in your school, but as soon as he finds out, she finds out, or the principal finds out, it's like their hands are tied, man. I mean, they're probably livid. They're probably super mad about it. But
now you're down
so
a teacher,
mad.
And you can't hire those right now.
You can't, and so what happens?
And what do you tell all the other parents in the class?
Because you got to inform them of why. Now
so
you
now
probably got to send out a letter.
Now
it's going to be on the news.
Jeez,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that.
It's a tough
gross.
Situation.
I hate that.
Hey, thank you so much.
You better
for the call.
Not, Joey. You better not.
Really. Good morning. What do you think?
Okay, so I think you do you, girl, but don't try to date one of the parents, considering you're working at a school.
Now that is interesting. Like
she said she was selective, didn't she?
She did
like,
say she was selective about who
that,
she dates.
So.
She didn't teach his kids though. I mean, I
think it's already risky enough her doing it and working at a school, but let alone like trying to date one of the parents. You know, it's easier to find out that way, I feel
You think that she's rolled the dice one too many times.
Well, he's also an involved parent, remember? He was like at the school volunteering.
Oh.
I mean, maybe he was voluntold, but still he was there.
He was there. He spent the time. So, yeah, he's going to be... Wow. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Guys, I know a lot of you want to weigh in. We want to hear from some more of you guys. Call us, text us. We'll talk to more of you coming up next. Radio Katie, the Bull. All right, let's get back to this.
So Rhonda is a teacher with an OnlyFans.
Yes.
Not only did Joey hate that and not want to date her, he wants to get her fired from her job. That's terrible.
Every time you say that, I get a look like a like
I'm getting more and more mad. Like I kind of want to figure out where she works.
Get back at it. I don't want to know any more about this than I need to. What do you think?
Well, I think Judgy McJudgerton needs to sit the hell down. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's a lot of you guys are saying that. Yeah. Now, there are some texts we've seen people that kind of agree with them. But, yeah, I agree with everything you said.
I mean, I've never joined any kind of an OnlyFans anything. But I'm under the assumption that it's a subscription of sorts where don't you have to purchase into that, number one.
Yeah.
So number two, if you don't want to see your content, then you don't have to buy into it. And she's not trying to buy a yacht, for crying out loud. She's trying to put food on the table and pay her bills.
Yes.
Why don't she just watch her back? Yeah, like, I mean, so what? So watch her back. Like, okay, fine, whatever.
Exactly.
Why does this have to be blown up like this?
Exactly. And you don't sit down and say, oh, well, guess what? And so she puts on some lingerie. She's beautiful. And she, you know, sends a couple of pictures to some guys who are willing to pay for it. So what? You know, you go out to restaurants to Hooters or Twin Peaks or places like that where women are scantily dressed, and that's not a problem. But yet she's a teacher, and like she said, they don't cross, you know, lines. I think it goes back a long way
to people that believe that teachers have to be this impeccable, like without. Yeah, and they're just people, dude. They're just people working a hard job.
Upstanding citizens.
They're just trying to make a living. They're just trying to make a living. And you know, I mean, she doesn't need to waste her time with it. And I really hope that he doesn't do anything to jeopardize her job, because that is just
1,000% agreed.
That is sickening.
Yeah, don't.
That is sickening.
Don't make this any worse than it needs to be, bro. Like, really.
No.
Let it go, right? Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Let her live her life.
Yes.
Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I have been a teacher for 20-plus years.
Right.
And they have always told us to be careful of what you post. Because you never know who will be seeing it.
Mm.
And yes, teachers are underpaid, but you can find work in other places also. I'm not criticizing what she does in her own time.
Right on.
Because that is her own time, but you never know who's going to see it.
Okay,
your principal.
Fair.
So you're saying that they do kind of throw that out there, like, hey,
be aware, yeah.
It's an unwritten rule, but there is this expectation that if something real bad gets out, you know,
it might cost you your whole career.
And like I said, I've been teaching for 21 years, and it's always been said, even before the internet was popular.
Well, but yeah, you had Playboy and other things like that.
Can I ask, as someone, you're a long-timer, man. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's an unrealistic expectation?
Have you seen it happen, even?
No, I haven't seen it happen with, like, sexual things of friends or any colleagues being fired over it. But they have used district examples, even like pictures of people over drinking and everything, because you never know who's going to see them.
Yeah.
And it's not just pictures. You could just go out with your friends to a bar or whatever and never know.
Cross a bunch of teachers. Yeah. Oh,
you're going to cross.
That's such
you don't see them, they might see you.
It's a high standard, man. I mean, I get it. And it, like, I understand.
Like, who's the person that goes and complains?
That's what I want to know.
Especially if you're talking about a night out.
Yeah.
Like, there are no kids at that bar.
No one needs to
know. Like, what are you doing?
What wine?
Exactly.
Like, what goes on? What, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's great for it. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Welcome to Monday. Good morning, everyone.
You know how they say Christmas gets earlier and earlier every year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just hit warp speed. The hot holiday toys have arrived. And it's not even officially fall.
What?
I'll give you the details coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Seriously, man, I'm still wrangling Halloween costumes over here.
That's insane.
But Toy Insiders published the 20 hottest toys of the holiday season, and some of them, one in particular, I do think you might need to move on.
Okay.
But before we dive in on the Christmas chaos, some country chaos.
Oh.
Gavin Adcock and Zach Bryan ended up face-to-face over the weekend. Like, no longer have we been relegated to just social media. Like, at the Born and Raised Festival in Oklahoma, the two on opposite sides of a fence.
A fence.
Just moments before Adcock was set to take the stage.
Yeah.
Bryan tried to climb it.
There was
barbed wire at the top.
He succeeded.
And then Gavin ran away.
And then, he goes over the fence. It's a barbed wire lined fence. And he drops down and security, obviously, because he's going. He's there to go.
Right.
He's there to throw these hands. Right. Gavin starts to back away very quickly, like he doesn't want any part of it all of a sudden. And to me, this is two idiots, like, is what this is. Like, this is beyond bizarre for, like, people who were, like, very, you know, very much in the spotlight to all of a sudden just want to go like that. But yeah, that's the most I could derive from it.
It seems like everybody wants to fight Gavin Adcock, so I don't know why that's so surprising. But
yeah,
he did post a video where he was like, "It's funny because Zach Bryan was at the same festival the whole day. He could have come around at any point. Instead, he just asked other acts and their guests where Gavin Adcock was. And
right,
he wasn't exactly hiding. He was by his tour bus. So.
I mean, it seems like he would be easy to find.
It's a strange story all around.
The whole thing is on again. You're right. Gavin Adcock is being talked about for basically wanting to fight everybody. That's his gimmick. And Zach Bryan,
he's talking smack to everybody. Everybody wants to fight him.
That's a good way to put it. Zach Bryan, anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
These things collided.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone looks worse for
Gavin
it. It absolutely almost came. If everyone just stood back, they would have gone.
But depending on what video you watch, you don't get the full story. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Also, in other country news, Kelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes have split after nearly 3 years together.
That's right. It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Good night.
Yeah,
okay.
A source spilled to People. They're two adults who gave it their all and tried to do everything they could to make it work. But ultimately, they couldn't.
Mm.
He had just posted about her birthday. Like last week.
Writing,
happy birthday, my love. And kind of hinting towards a future.
Oh, Lord.
In some fast food news, looks like BK is aiming to be the fast food Halloween champ. Not that they've got much competition. Burger King teams with Scooby-Doo for Halloween kids meals.
All right.
So they're rolling out 6 collectible Scooby-Doo toys in King Jr. meals nationwide. Some have them already, but I think they should all have them by next week. Each character from the Mystery Inc. crew is represented, and they come with like a removable Halloween mask. They're cute. There's even the Headless Horseman villain to kind of complete the lineup.
Nice.
And these are, I mean, these look like toys that we would remember. Right, like the toys of our youth.
Like iconic, yeah, iconic like they Happy look, Meals toys.
They look good. We're going in the right direction toys. Here.
Yeah.
What's McDonald's doing? The lazy version of their Boo Buckets.
What's the lazy version?
Well, I didn't love the ones they had last year, and I think they're going to be similar.
Okay.
They also won't be out until October 21st, according to my sources slash internal employee scheduling.
What's the point of that?
I guess if you use it as a Halloween candy bucket.
Oh, right.
You know where it is.
Get one and then
yeah. You don't immediately have to toss it.
Yeah.
But speaking of toys, may seem way too early to be talking about the holiday season, but the Toy Insider is already out with their 2025 Hot 20 Toys list.
Okay.
Now, before you have a full-blown panic attack, this is really just helpful for those who like getting started early or people who want to utilize various layaway plans and things.
Yeah,
and
that can be a big benefit. If you already know what everyone's going to want, you know, you've got so much lead time right now that you really have no excuse.
Exactly. I
mean, you can do what you need to do.
And prices and supplies are going to fluctuate, obviously, in the next few months, so why not?
Lord, yes.
And if you're going to buy something pricey, you want to get the best bet you can, like in terms of what a kid will actually like.
Mm.
So the trendy toys kids will be thrilled to find under the tree come Christmas. Not going to give you all 20, but I will give you a few. Play-Doh Barbie designer fashion show set. I don't know why that hasn't happened before, but it's Play-Doh and it's Barbie. You design her dresses.
That is a
pretty sweet.
Nice little collab.
Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie Meow Amazing interactive dollhouse. They made a lot of enhancements to the dollhouse, which kids will be really excited about if they're a fan of Gabby's Dollhouse. Same with Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pet turtle playset. It closes down to look like a turtle, but when you open its shell, it's kind of like Polly Pockets, but with Ninja Turtles.
Not bad.
Tamagotchi Paradise. It's an upgrade to our classic Tamagotchis.
Hey.
It lets kids zoom in to see their Tamagotchi cells or zoom out to see the whole planet. And they can connect their device with a friend, I guess, so you can play together.
Okay.
If you're looking to get a Nintendo Switch 2, they've got one with a Mario Kart World bundle.
Oh, that's a slam.
Yeah. So you get the device and you get a game that all the kids want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Technic Ferrari FXXK toy car. They say this is one for fans of all ages. If you like F1 movies, series, and racing, you'll enjoy the collectible. It looks really cool, and it's one that'll take a lot longer to put together than normal. Kinectix Magnetic Tiles Constructor Set. It's one of those magnetic tile overlappy things that rotate 360 degrees, and I mean, it's
advanced. One of those kids. It's advanced Legos.
Exactly.
If Legos aren't enough. And this is the
I saved the best for last. Kid bumper cars.
Yeah, what is this?
For real.
What am I looking at
kid
here?
Kid bumper cars.
Because that's exactly what it is.
What is the weight limit on this thing?
Car for like 4-year-olds.
Spider-Man Imagine Air Rider. It is a ride-on toy with soft rubber bumpers to protect walls and furniture. And you can get some that come with 3-foot life-size inflatable characters on the back. Like Bluey, Minnie Mouse. Like, this one's the Spider-Man one.
Like you turn it on and then all of a sudden the inflatable rises out of the back. I guess. It is what it looks like.
Yes. Yeah, you blow the thing up, and then it's a bumper car intended to go at other bumper cars or your walls. 66 pounds is the weight limit.
How fast does it go, does it say? Is there any idea? Like, I assume not fast. Like, you know, little kid speed, which would be...
Yeah, I was more concerned if I could ride it, so not my children.
Looks like the same frame as a Roomba. It's like, frankly, to me, but it's bigger than that. This is...
Except with more control.
If you had to pick the toy that's going to sell out...
1.5 max speed, miles per hour.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It's got a seatbelt.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's meant for indoors.
Holy cow.
I love this thing.
Where was this when I was a kid?
Right?
Where was this when I was a kid?
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
All right, Caitlin's in for Money Minute today, and you said you were very nervous to do this. Which I hate. I hate that this is a nerd. This is simple.
Nerves are good. Nerves will get you through this.
Maybe they will. Katie's going to give you 10 questions. Your job is to get all of them right in 60 seconds. You can pass on the questions. say pass. We'll come around to those at the end if we have time. But once you give an answer, there is no changing it. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Caitlin. Is Katie ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this thing.
What flavor is amaretto liqueur? Amaretto.
Cherry.
What is the capital of Arizona?
Phoenix.
True or false? Swiss cheese can only be made in Switzerland.
False.
What do you call small pieces of colored paper often scattered around at celebrations?
Colored confetti?
An adjective is a word that describes a what?
Pass.
What is Eminem's real name? Eminem. The rapper, not the cat. A romantic meeting between two people who have never seen each other before is called a what?
Blind date.
What country is the world's leading banana grower? India or Brazil?
India.
Taste the rainbow is the slogan for what candy?
Skittles.
What Greek hero from Homer's epic was invulnerable except for his heel? His heel.
We'll accept a guess.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. How did she do?
She did very, very well. Let's go over some of these, though. What flavor is amaretto?
I'm going to say...
Almond.
Is it almond?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say hazelnut.
It's almond.
Okay, almond.
Hazelnut's like, what, frangelico?
Is that the other... yeah, one of the other ones.
An adjective is a word that describes... A noun.
Person, place, or thing?
Yeah. A noun. Well, yeah, I think you were thinking of something more advanced, you know, so that your brain just kind of short-circuited. What is Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Right.
And then lastly, really just because we ran out of time, what Greek hero from Homer's poem was invulnerable except for his heel?
Achilles.
The Iliad. Yes, his Achilles.
The weirdest, dumbest superhero weakness that possibly has ever existed. But yes, here we are. That wasn't bad. That was pretty dang good,
mm-hmm,
Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, you want to sign up again because that way we can have you back on. Hopefully you can knock it out of the park and pay you. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
And you should sign up as well, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Okay, let's talk about this gigantic pair of tickets to Lainey Wilson that we have.
Last minute Lainey.
Yeah.
She's playing this weekend, Cynthia Woods, Mitchell Pavilion.
And so we figure now that it is the very last minute, there's a lot of desperation and time to strike.
No.
No.
We'll do it Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give
when
you.
When tensions are real high.
They haven't quite maxed out yet. Starting at 6 a.m., we will have your chance to win your way into the show at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion every hour.
So that's Thursday. Listen from 6 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? I know it starts with us and it ends with Nick, but if you want to go, we will have pairs of tickets up for grabs all dang day.
That's right. And coming up next, your chance to win your way into Whiskey Myers. Don't go anywhere. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Our phone number is 713-881-5500, which is important to you right now because we are giving away tickets to Whiskey Myers.
Now, Whiskey Myers, they are playing week after Lainey. So that's the 27th.
That's right. Yes.
Out at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. So if you want to see them, and we know you do, start dialing 713-881-5500.
We are going to take another shot at one of my favorite games. Is it country?
So we will give you a title to a country song, and you tell us, yes, that is a real song you can find on the internet, or no, that's something you just made up.
Now, you have to pitch a perfect game on this, correct?
Yeah, you got to go three for three.
You got to go 3 for 3. But if you win, you're going to Cynthia Woods Mitchell to see Whiskey Myers, so start dialing. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will talk to y'all coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We got your Whiskey Myers tickets all week long. Today we're playing Is It Country?
Hell of a way to start out for a week. Let's get to it. Frito, Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Shannon, let's go.
Shannon, we're celebrating the beauty of country music song titles, right? Not only are the songs great, but sometimes the titles just tell you everything you need to know.
As good, if not better, than some of the songs.
I wish we would get back to this kind of thing.
I
feel like back in the day, they were much better.
Yeah, so, we've gotten away.
Shannon, you do have to go 3 for 3 on this. So I'll give you a title. Okay. And you just tell us, yes, that's a real song, or no, that's a fake song. You do not know you do not have to know who the artist of the song is, okay?
Okay,
first up, I'm so miserable without you, it's like having you around. Real or fake? That's a real song.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Hi, my name is Aldina.
All right, Aldina, let's go. Here is your first song in Is It Country?
So I'm going to give you the title. You just tell us yes, it's real, or no, it's fake. I'm so miserable without you, it's like having you around. Real or fake? Do you think that's a real song title for a country music song or something we made up?
No.
It is real.
So we finally had our breakup, but since then
Billy Walker.
I'm so miserable without you, it's like having you around.
That slaps.
Love it.
It's
love
like it. Having you around, except there is no...
Next up, how about Camo Can Hide Everything But a Broken Heart? Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
It is fake. Although I feel like that's a song Riley Green would have a blast with.
That's how you need to look at it. Yeah, don't look at it.
Get
at
it, man.
It's available.
Exactly.
The title is
exactly
available.
Or something, something along those lines. Mm. And for the win, you're the reason our kids are ugly. You're the reason our kids are ugly. Is that real or fake? Really think about this one.
Yeah.
You get a 50-50 shot.
The pressure. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say real. I'm going to say real.
Which is good, because that's the answer.
You're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
Is that?
I'm so Ritalin.
It is.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
And Conway Twitty.
That's Ritalin and Conway Twitty.
Oh, but looks ain't ever.
That's Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. And that is 3 for 3.
The kids are ugly.
Which means, wow, you are going into a nice little shindig featuring Whiskey Myers.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hang on the line.
She's speechless.
I know. We'll get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Journey with me to Land O' Lakes, Florida.
They make great butter.
I didn't know it was a... I genuinely didn't know until I read the story.
I don't think that butter comes out of there.
I have no idea it was a real place. But it is. People live there, including Danny Wright, who fought off a 5-foot gator to save her 4-month-old puppy, Dax.
Oh, no.
A 5-footer. You guys, the attack happened last week when the gator... did the thing that they do. It jumped out of the creek and then bit down on, I guess, the dog's collar during a walk behind her home, which actually seems like...
That's amazing.
Incredibly fortunate that he got the collar. So he grabbed him by the collar and is like trying to drag him back to the creek.
To the depths.
And that's when Danny decided, not on my watch. She struck the gator repeatedly until it released the dog. She says, I punched him in the eye enough.
In the eye.
And in the eye. That's right. Because she had watched Happy Gilmore at some point. Might get your hand, but you're going to get that eye. It punched him enough that he kind of let go. But during the struggle, the gator got her too, leaving her with teeth marks down her arm.
Ooh.
So I guess what happened is he bit down on her and she was able to kind of maybe just get out just in time. The pup escaped without injury.
That's crazy.
While Danny is recovering from her bite wounds. You almost ended up like Chubbs. He almost got your hand.
But you got your dog.
Got that dog, though. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission later trapped and removed the gator from the area. Why? I mean, I get it. You don't want to, like, it's only doing gator things, but that gator is a menace. Where'd you put it? Where did it go? What was the end destination of that gator?
Well, I know it didn't go to a Walmart in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this guy, Wesley Silva?
No.
He legitimately has a 5-foot-long emotional support alligator. It's allowed certain Wesley. Places in the area.
Wesley.
Denny's. Bob Evans.
Wesley!
She gets VIP treatment they roll up to these places.
You bring your 5-foot gator to the Bob Evans.
Yeah, but Walmart says no.
Of course they
not today. No. Shoppers complained about seeing the reptile in the store.
Can you even begin to factor in your state of mind? You're in a Walmart already, and that Walmart is a Walmart. You're just coming out of whatever aisle that you're coming out of. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's electronics. Maybe it's tires. And boom, there's the gator. Presumably on a leash. I get. It's
like, I don't know.
There's a gator. Like, yeah, that's.
It was in a shopping cart?
He pushes it. Of course. Why am I? Sorry. Sorry. That was the obvious. That was the most obvious way to transport the gator.
He was wearing a dress and a harness.
Oh, my God.
Walmart released a statement because some people were upset about it, like from both sides. They said they welcome service animals.
That's
but exposing not, people to potential danger is unacceptable.
That is not. It's a dinosaur.
The alligator is not permitted on the property.
On that note, have fun at Monday Night Football. Go Texans. See you back on the radio.